Hello, hello，啊，听得到吗？啊，可以哈，好。So today we are really happy to have a Pastor Davi to be with us and deliver a message from God. Okay, so we welcome Pastor Davi and Messine is here, so we welcome Messine as well. Okay. 我们让那个赵琴姐妹来帮我们翻译哈。
Thank you, bless you. It is our honor to be here this morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
是我的荣幸能够今天上午又和大家在一起，谢谢你们。
The Lord has been talking to me about a subject of late, and I'd like to share it with you.
神感动我这样一个题目，我愿意跟大家来分享。
How many here like hearing the voice of God?
我们这个地方有多少人愿意听到神的声音？
Ah, that's good.
非常好。
How many would admit that they have trouble hearing the voice of God?
有多少人他们在想听到神声音的时候遇到很多问题？
I found that the problem is that God doesn't speak English.
我发现问题是神不讲英文。
He doesn't speak French.
他也不讲法语。
He might speak Chinese, I'm not sure.
Maybe, 他可能在讲中文。
And with that, we sometimes struggle with how do I know what God expects of me?
所以有因为这个问题，有时候我们就会挣扎说，我怎么知道神给我的期望是什么
？Where is He leading me in life？
在我生命当中，他要把我带向何处
？I like stumbling into the will of God。
我很愿意来指寻到神的旨意。
When you stumble, do you do it on purpose？
当我们在这个过程，可能我们会有摔倒的时候，但是是不是我们刻意会这样呢
？You sometimes trip over something that it was in your way。
有的时候你可能因为路上有些什么障碍你就被绊了一下。
And if it's on the kitchen floor, it means you should be picking it up.
当这个我们在厨房摔倒的时候我们有时候孩子摔倒会把它扶起来。
If you don't pick it up, your wife will get after you.
如果你孩子摔倒你没有把它扶起来太太会要责难了。
Stumbling into the will of God is fun. Stumbling into the will of God is a joy.
有的时候我们了解神的旨意是一个很开心的过程。
But we shouldn't have to always stumble into the will of God. We should be able to know what the will of God is.
我们不应当总是在这个寻求神的旨意当中呢，就是说好像被绊跌了，而是要继续来寻求他的旨意。
And so this demands a relationship with Christ.
所以这个就需要我们和基督建立起一种关系来。
Not just a knowledge of Christ.
不是说只是这个福音知道福音的这样一个关系。
And as North Americans, as evangelicals, we know a lot about Christ.
作为这个北美的这种福音派的信徒，我们知道很多关于基督的知识。
Our land is littered with Bible colleges.
因为我们的国家是建立在基督教的基础上。
And they are good.
这些都很好。
They give us a knowledge of who Christ is.
所以我们从中可以知道这个基督的知识，什么谁是基督
？Of who God is.
神谁是神
？But a knowledge of God will never save you.
但是知道神这样一个知识，并不能让我们得救。
But rather, a relationship with God is what brings us closer to Him.
而是我们要和他的这个关系才是最重要的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father.
天父。
Thank you for your son Jesus.
我们为你的儿子感谢你。
Jesus, thank you for having paid the price for our sins.
耶稣基督，我们感谢你为我们所付上的代价。
Thank you that through paying the price, you have covered our sin.
感谢你，因为你的代价，我们的罪被赦免遮盖。
We accept this price that you have paid on our behalf.
我们接受你所为我们代我们所付的这个代价。
We ask forgiveness for our sins.
我们祈求你赦免我们的罪。
Lord, that even as they are wiped away, now we can hear your voice again.
主，虽然我们知道现在可能距离上很远，但是我们可以听到你的声音。
Lord, our desire is to hear your voice.
主，我渴望听到你的声音。
So even now, by your Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts.
即便现在我们可以靠着圣灵，我们可以听到你的声音。
Lord Jesus, you promised your Spirit that He would never leave us nor forsake us.
耶稣，你应许你的灵永远不会离开我们。
That He would be with us and in us.
他要与我们同在，住在我们里面。
and He would be upon us.
他也在引引导我们在我们的身上。
So Holy Spirit, we welcome you to do your work this morning.
所以圣灵，我们欢迎你来做你要做的工作。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名。
If you would turn with me to Acts chapter 13.
我们一起来看《使徒行传》第十三章。
And it is the story of Paul being called out.
这个地方讲到的是保罗被差派出去。
I left my Bible in, or my glasses rather, in the car, so I'm going to use technology here to read it. It's going to be a little bit better than there.
他会用他的电脑来手机来读这个这个信息。
And I didn't want my wife having to run out to go get my glasses.
他也不用让他太太出去拿了。
Nobody wants to admit that their eyes are getting faint.
谁也不愿意承认我们现在确实视力开始减弱。
So in Acts chapter 13, in verse 1, it says.
所以十三章第一节说。
Now in the church that was in Antioch, there were certain prophets and teachers, Barnabas, Simeon, who is called Niger, Lucius and Cyrene, Manium, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul.
第一节说，在安提阿的教会中有几位先知和教师，就是巴拿巴和称呼尼杰的西面。古利奈人路求与分封之王希律同养的马念，并罗扫罗。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Now separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them."
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说：“我要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。”
It almost seems that that the Holy Spirit here was speaking in Arabic or Hebrew.
好像圣灵在这个地方是在用这种阿拉伯语或者希伯来文在跟他们讲话。
Or maybe Greek.
或者是希腊文。
Doesn't say what language he spoke.
他并没有讲说是用什么语言讲的。
Then having fasted and prayed and laid hands on them, they sent them on their way.
所以他们第三节说，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
Let's go just a little further.
让我们再接下来看几节。
So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Cilicia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。
Having heard the voice of the Lord, they decided they were going to follow.
当他们听到了神的声音的时候，他们决定就跟随。
I can just imagine that Paul was not a very heavy traveler. He didn't have a lot of suitcases.
我可以猜想保罗一定他在旅行的时候不会带很多东西。
And when the Lord says go, he was ready to go.
所以当主说去，他就去了。
I think, I know that even as we are preparing to make a move, there's a lot of packing to do.
我知道当我们决定要搬家或者是去旅行的时候，我们有很多东西要装。
We are going through stuff that has cluttered our house and our minds.
我们这个可能在家里面有很多的这些垃圾的东西要整理，或者甚至在我们的想法里面也有一些。
What do we bring with us? What do we leave behind?
我们就会在想，我们带什么，不带什么。
But the fact that we are going in the will of the Lord is what truly gives us confidence.
但是我们跟随神是要完全充满着信心的去跟一种跟随。
Paul and Silas knew that they were going in the will of the Lord.
因为保罗他们知道要随着神的旨意去跟随神。
Paul, as a single man, didn't have to worry about leaving kids behind.
他是因为保罗是单身，所以他并不用担心安排孩子的问题。
At least that's my thinking that he was a single man.
因为他自己想，他想，他就是单
身的。You may have a different opinion of that.
可能我们自己会有对这个不同的看法。
Barnabas, I assume I will as well, was a single man.
我在猜想巴拿巴也是一个单身。
So they packed their backpacks and they took off for the will of God.
所以他们打起行李就跟随神的旨意去走了。
Knowing that they had heard from the Holy Spirit.
当他们知道他们听到神的声音的时候。
Here are some of the struggles that I found in knowing that God speaks.
我发现有一些的挣扎，当我们在听神的声音的时候。
I can go back in my life and notice when God has been silent.
我可以回想到在我的过去的生活当中，有这样一个时刻，好像神是没有讲话，是安静的，没有跟我说话。
And it seems like there's been dry spells in my life.
好像是在那个时刻呢，是没有什么就是里面很干很空的。
But I can also trace it back to the last time that when God said something, I was either obedient or disobedient.
但是我也可以回想到有那个时刻，当神说了什么的时候，我是或者是服从了，或者是没有服从。
I'm not dealing with, or I'm not thinking about sin here, but rather on disobedience.
我并不是在讲说是那个罪，是说我没有服从。
Because every one of us sins, right?
但是我们每个人都犯罪。
So we're not talking about the sin that would stop us from hearing the voice of God.
我不是在讲说，如果我们没有听神的声音是罪。
But rather the disobedience.
而是一种不顺从。
When God says, go somewhere, we need to go.
当神说你要去那，我们就要去。
And if God says, stay, then we need to stay.
当神说留下，我们就要留下。
Where God calls, we need to go.
当神呼召我们的时候，我们就要去。
If he says to do something, we need to do it.
当他说要做一些什么的时候，我们就要去做。
I'm reminded of a story of a young girl in Winnipeg.
我还记得在温尼帕克的一个小姑娘的一个故事。
The Holy Spirit had told her to go on a street corner.
有一天圣灵告诉这个小女孩到一个街到一个街上的一个拐角的地方。
And to go stand on her head on the street corner.
然后让她拿大顶，就是倒立起来。
Now, if the Holy Spirit told you to do that, would you do it?
如果神告诉你说去拿个大顶在那儿，你会吗？
And so she obeyed what the Holy Spirit had told her to do.
但是她服从了神要她做，她就去做了。
She says, this sounds really foolish.
她说这听起来太荒唐了。
But her heart was obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
但是她的心服从了神对她的这个
She went to the street corner, she stood on her head.
她就到了那个街上的那个拐角，然后就倒立起来。
After having stood on her head for a bit, she went home.
然后她倒立了一会儿，她就下来，就回家了。
And she wondered what that was all about.
然后她就在想，这意味着什么呀？
Was it just obedience?
但是她说，我只是先要顺服。
A few months later, she was at the church and heard the testimony of a man.
然后几个月之后，她在教会里面听到一个人的一个见证。
Who was in the restaurant across the street?
那个人当时正好是在那个拐角对面的一个酒一个饭馆
里面。He was at the point of giving up on life. He was suicidal.
他正在考虑要自杀。
And he said, God, if you're real, have somebody stand on their head on the other side of the street.
如果他跟神说，如果主，你让人一个人在对面拿大顶倒立起来。
This man turned his heart to God.
我就决定归向你。但是他这个人就真的是归向了神。
What are the odds of that happening?
当他看到正发生的事儿的时候
，Maybe if you're downtown Ottawa on the Byward Market and there's lots of street performers, that would be easy to say.
可能我们在看到当市里面那个 Byward Market 附近也有一些这些很多的街上可能有这样的事情。
But not on the streets of Winnipeg.
但是不太可能在温尼帕克的这么个街上有这样的事。
God speaks and He speaks clearly.
当神讲话的时候，他讲得很清楚。
As a boy of 12 or 13, I'm not sure what age I was.
当我12、13岁的时候
，I had an experience similar to that of the prophet Samuel.
我有一个跟这个撒母耳先知一个同类似的经历。
The prophet Samuel heard the voice of the Lord, and it was Samuel, Samuel.
撒母耳听到神叫他说撒母耳撒母耳
So he went to the priest and said, you called, here I am.
然后他就去当时牧养他的那个先知说你在叫我吗
The priest said, no, I didn't call you, go back to bed.
然后他说没有没有我没有叫你去回去睡觉吧
A second time the voice of the Lord came, Samuel, Samuel.
然后第二次神再次叫他说撒母耳撒母耳
So he went back to the priest.
然后他又过去到他的师父面前
I didn't call you, go back to bed.
他说我没叫你你回去睡吧
Maybe he thought that the priest was playing tricks on him.
他可能会想说，我这个师父是不是跟我开玩笑呢？
But the priest said, the next time the voice comes, answer, here am I, Lord. Your servant is ready.
但是这个以利跟他说，这个他的师父跟他说，下次当你听到这个声音的时候，你要跟主说，说主，我在这里，请吩咐。
And so when the voice of the Lord came,
当主的声音再次来到的时候
I don't know if Samuel managed to get back to sleep.
我猜想可能呀萨母耳根本就没有回去睡不着就
But he heard the voice a third time calling Samuel, Samuel.
但是他第三次听到神叫他说萨母耳萨母耳
And he said, Lord, here I am.
他说主我在这里。
He was ready.
他准备好了。
At the age of 12, 13, I was walking home from a little hike in the bush.
在我十二三岁的时候，我有一次从这个我散步回去回家。
I was about half a mile from our house.
我快差不多有一走了一半的这个路程到我的家。
In the middle of a field.
在这个在这个路上，在这个空旷的地方。
And I heard a voice calling my name.
我听到一个声音在叫我的名字。
And at first I thought it was my brothers playing tricks on me.
我最初我想的是一定是我的兄弟在跟我开玩笑。
I have five brothers.
我有五个兄弟。
And so I thought they might want to be trying to scare me by calling out my name.
我猜想他们可能是借着叫我的名想吓唬我。
And then I kept walking and the voice called my name again.
然后我接着走，可是这个声音又在叫我。
There was a little line of trees. I crossed it real quick to go check if it was my brothers.
然后那儿有一排的树，我就赶紧跑过去看是不是我的兄弟在藏在那个地方。
If they're hiding, I'll find them.
如果他们藏着，我一定能找得到。
They weren't there.
没人在那儿。
And so I kept walking towards the house.
然后我继续的往家里往回走。
And it came to me that this was the voice of the Lord talking to me.
然后我就意识到这是神的声音在跟我讲话。
Now I did not give my heart to the Lord that time, just went home rejoicing that my name had been called.
在那个时刻我就回家，想到神叫了我的声音，我就非常的高兴，叫了我的名字。
At this point I was a very good Catholic boy.
在那个时刻我还是只是一个天主教的背景的孩子。
However you want to define what a good Catholic boy is,
你怎么样定义怎么是一个好的这个天主教的孩子呢
？I knew about God, but didn't really know God personally.
我很知道神的关于神的知识，但是我其实亲身并不认识他。
Five or six years later, I heard the gospel.
在五六年之后，我听到了福音。
And I followed the Lord.
我跟随了主。
And since then, the Lord has been speaking to me in different times and in different ways.
所以从那个之后开始，主就经常用不同的方式、不同的时候在向我说话。
He has spoken through inspiration.
他用一种启发性的东西来向我说话。
Thoughts that I have to admit, I don't know where they came from.
有的时候有些想法，我承认我不知道从哪里来的。
Through visions and dreams.
然后透过这些意象和梦。
And if you read the Old Testament,Most of the Old Testament is visions and dreams.
你要如果读旧约的话，你发现很多时候旧约是透过这种梦来接触出一个启示。
If you look at the book of Revelations, it's John seeing visions and dreams, and he writes down what he believes the Holy Spirit is leading him to write down.
然后如果你看启示录的话，你就会看到使徒约翰他是透过很多在梦中看到的启示写出启示录来。
Where your name may transcend every language.
你的名可能用超越各种用语言来，不是用那种哪种语言叫的。
The way you pronounce your name should be true in every language.
你的名被叫的时候是可能超越的某一种特定的语言。
In the case of Samuel, having heard his name.
在撒母耳的时候，撒母耳听到了叫他的名字。
But after that, the inspiration of hearing the voice of God is not necessarily in your native tongue.
有的时候我们知道，当我们听到神给我们的启示的时候，不见得是用的你自己的母语听到的。
I had a vision, or rather, it was a dream, that I was ministering to a young couple in a taxi, and I'm not a taxi driver.
我曾经在牧养一对在德克萨斯的年轻人的时候，我有一个梦，在梦里面神给我一个异象。
And somehow God had called me to minister to this young couple in my dreams.
然后神就借着梦让我来去服侍这一对年轻人。
I woke up Maxine and I told her about my dream.
然后我就把我醒来的时候，我就把我的梦告诉他们。
I had a vision of or a dream. I can't quite say what it was.
我有的时候有一些梦，可能我讲不清楚是究竟是在说什么。
That God was calling us back into a little church, a little white church with a white picket fence in front.
然后我就回想到在很多年前，我在一个小的教会有一个朋友。
And the little church had the church manse or house on the right behind the church.
因为在这个小的教会后面有一些房子。
So I wake up Maxine and I tell her my dream. Maxine.
然后我就把他的太太摇醒，说我有一个梦。
These dreams come in the night.
说这个梦是我晚上梦到的。
Guess what? We went to a little church that had a white picket fence, which the house was right behind the church.
然后我这个梦里面所看到那个教会的那些图画，正好就是我们去的后来那个小教会，有那些白色的围栏，还后面有房子。
We answered the call of taking on a senior pastor position, not knowing where we were going.
所以我们在那个地方响应神的呼召，我们就答我就接受了这个牧师的这个职位。
I had a vision that I was, or rather again a dream, that I was riding Maxine's bike to go one direction, and it guided our ministry, and somehow we knew that this was a dream, and again I woke up Maxine and I told her about the dream.
我也有一次我摇醒我的太太，我跟她说我也有一个梦，梦到我
bicycle, pedal bike,
骑车，她用骑车去来服侍，去到一个地方要服侍。
And somehow, in every respect, that dream came about.
但是很多时候呢，这个梦呢，就真的是在这个现实中被应验了。
And maybe that's too long of a dream to recount even today.
如果讲起来的话，我们可能有很多很长就会讲到这个梦。
I like it when God talks to me and confirms to me what His will is for my life.
我很愿意神来跟我讲话，来给我一个确据，他在我生命当中的旨意。
And rather, I'd say for our lives, for Maxine and I.
就是说，对我们两个人生命的一个旨意。
As we were preparing to come to Quebec and this area here of Gatineau, Ottawa.
当我们在搬到这个号那边 Gatineau 那边的时候。
I think Maxine got the vision before I did.
我相信我的太太先得到了一个意象。
She got the call of the Lord before I did.
她在牧师之前就有这样一个神给她的个呼召。
And God called us here, and the Lord has opened many doors for us to minister in this area.
然后神就开了这个门，让我们在那个地方服侍。
But even as we came, he would confirm with all these neat little things that this was his will.
当我们去的时候，神也借着各样的方式来印证他当初的那个呼召。
We were in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, when a man came and said to us he would be leading us as part of a team to go into Quebec. We were in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
我们曾经是在那个。
Saskatchewan. Where a prophet came and spoke to us.
Okay, 当一个先知他来跟我们讲的时候。
And as he was speaking, he said, God is leading you as part of a team.
所以他跟我说是神在引导你们，你们要加入到一个团队当中。
You're going to be part of a team to work in Quebec.
所以你们要回到Quebec这个地方，成为一个团队中的一部分来侍奉。
And so we came for a short-term mission to Quebec for 1 month.
所以我们去Quebec 就做了一个短宣，一个月的时间的一个短宣。
Where we met Gary and Shelley Langrude, who are working as part of the ministry in Quebec.
所以我们在那儿遇到另外一位在那儿一起侍奉的同工。
We are traveling from Gatineau to Montreal.
然后我们就从 Gatineau 到蒙特利尔一起来做服侍。
And I am sharing all the confirmations that we have had about coming to Quebec.
然后我就跟同工一起来分享神给我的这个呼召以及周围的印证。
And so I share with him that the word that had come to us was that we would be coming to Quebec as part of a team.
然后我跟他们分享神呼召我给我的话也是说我来到 Quebec 是要成为这个团队中的一部分。
Gary gets really excited about this news.
他这个同工 Gary 他听到这个以后就非常的兴奋。
He says, open the glove compartment.
说那个
The compartment for the gloves in the car.
说打开那个后备那个车那个箱后备箱。
So I open the glove compartment and he says, read the middle paragraph of the letter.
说在那个读一下那个那封有一封信中间那一部分。
I open the letter.
我打开那封信。
This was a prophecy that he had received.
这是这封信是他从一个先知收到的。
And the people that he'd received the prophecy from, they wrote it down.
那些人接到这个，就是他们得到这个先知的这个启示的时候，他们把它写下来了。
And it says in the middle paragraph,
在这封信的中间
you to Quebec,
说我要 派你去 Quebec,
but not alone.
但是你不是孤单的。
You will have a team to be with you.
你会有一个团队和你一起同工。
And it was almost the exact words.
就真的是 一样样的话是神感动我的。
God confirmed his calling.
所以神又再次印证了他的呼召。
Last fall, we sensed the leading of the Lord to resign from Green Bank as pastors.
所以去年秋天的时候，神也感动我们，就是感动他辞去这个 Green Bank 的这个牧师的职位。
And this just seemed to be right between Maxine and I, the leading of the Spirit, that we should do this.
因为这个对于他们来说是真的是很清楚神的一个感动，是这样来要带领他们。
This summer again, we reconfirmed to that to the congregation.
今天夏天呢，我们再一次从我们的会众当中也得到了这样一个印证。
Saying we need to move more aggressively on this, this what the Lord is saying.
说我们真的是要更加急切的要跟随神的旨意往前走。
In September, we had a vision meeting with the leadership of the church.
所以在九月份的时候，我们在那个 Green Bank 教会，我们有一个这个领袖的一个会议。
We went to the National House of Prayer, and there we decided we were going to spend the morning in prayer.
所以我们那个时候，我们和这个国家祷告团合作，我们准备要扩展我们的事工。
Because we believe that God speaks, we said we're going to seek the Lord and see what He says.
因为我们相信神这样讲的，我们就愿意跟随他的心意去行。
So we had about a half of an hour of strategy time before we went to prayer.
所以我们在这个祷告之前呢，我们有一些会议关于这个计划。
Pastor Rob Parker of the National House of Prayer said, "Go find a room and pray for an hour."
然后那个国家祷告团那个牧师 Park 他说，我们要找一个地方，我们要祷告半个小时。
Take pen and paper and write down what the Lord is saying.
然后你们要拿出纸和笔记下来神跟你们讲的。
And so I took pen in hand and paper.
所以我就拿了纸和笔。
I went down to a little prayer room that I had finished in the National House of Prayer there as part of my other job.
然后我就在万国祷国家祷告团他们那个地方有一个小的办公室，我也同有时候在那儿侍奉，在那儿祷告。
That's part of the joys of being a tent maker. You get to do hands-on stuff as well as ministry.
所以我觉得很兴奋，因为我要在这个当中好像参与这样一个服事。
And I began to thank the Lord for all that He had done.
所以我真的很感恩神所做的一切。
Maybe this resembles verse 2 of what we've read here.
就像我们在刚才读的第二节一样。
As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said,
当他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说，
When you minister to the Lord, you spend time in His presence.
当我们在跟神一起，我们敬拜他，当我们在他的同在当中的时候，
You're seeking after Him, you're letting the distractions of this world fall to the side.
然后我们就真的是忘记世界上这些东西，都搅扰我们的东西，放下这些。
And so I began to write my prayer.
然后我就把我的祷告写下来。
And I began to say, Lord, thank you for all the opportunity you have given for us.
然后我就写，我说主，感谢你给我们所有的这一切的机会。
Thank you for the history you've allowed us to write at Green Bank.
谢谢你在这个 Green Bank 这个教会的这些历史过去的一切所做的。
And then I asked, I put my pen to my chin and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is there something more?That you want me to write for Green Bank.
然后我就停顿了一下，我就问神说：“主，你有什么让还有什么让我写的是为着这个 Green Bank 这个教会的？”
And as I finished that sentence,
当我把这个话完的时写完的时候
，this pen flew apart.
然后这支笔就散了，就散开了。
The tip and the spring went flying one direction.
然后那个就是那个里面那个小弹簧就不知道。飞到哪里去
the pen, the filter came out.
然后那个笔芯什么的就掉出来了。
And so I gathered the pen back together because, whoa, this was exciting.
然后我就把它们拿回来，我说哦，真的是让人兴奋。然后它就掉到那儿。
There is no coincidences with God.
在神没有偶然的事。
Why would the pen fall apart at that very moment?
为什么这个笔在那个时候就 就坏掉了。
But there's history behind this pen.
在这个笔的后面有一个历史，有一个故事。
I think it's a nice pen.
我觉得这个笔很好。
I used it for a wedding about three weeks prior to our vision meeting.
在那个会议之前的三个礼拜，我去参加一个婚礼。
And so we were signing the guest register of the church with this pen.
所以他用这支笔来在那个客人的那个布上面签过名。
And for some reason, it had fallen apart, and Maxine had put some tape around the pen.
所以他其实那个时候曾经断过，但是他太太把它用胶布缠起来了。And
and we used it for doing this official task of the church.
所以我也用这支笔来签这些教会的文件。
Now I'm back in the prayer room.
然后我又那个时候又回到祷告当中。
I have to write down what just happened.
然后我要写下来刚刚发生的那一幕。
So I attempted to put the pen back together.
然后我又把这个笔试图把它装回去。
But the tape that Maxine had put around it was stopping it from happening.
但是那个胶布已经不能用了。
So I had to unravel the tape.
然后我把它这个胶布拿掉。
In order to put the pen back together.
然后把那个笔芯放回去。
And the Holy Spirit just spoke again.
然后圣灵又向我说话。
He said to, and he didn't say it in English.
他没有用英文讲。
He didn't say it in French.
也没有用法语讲。
It could have been Chinese to me, but it was the thought of God.
也许是这个用中文讲的。
He said, to try to write any more would be to unravel what has been accomplished.
如果你要再次用它的话，你要再重新来缠过。
Would be to undo what has been accomplished.
要重新把那些已经做好那些拆掉先。
So I tucked one of the little pieces of tape inside the pen.
然后我就把那个用一个小一点的那个
And I stuck it together.
把它们再粘起来。
And I wrote out what the Lord was speaking to me.
然后我用这个笔再次写出神对我说的话。
Knowing that the vision of the church was no longer mine to be responsible for.
因为我知道神对这个教会的意向不再是我个人的责任。
This was the last official act of the church written with this pen.
这支笔是我为那个教会在服事上用的最后一次。
Why did I choose that pen that morning?
为什么我那个星期那个早晨要用这支笔呢？
It's as if God was planning this conversation that we would have.
我相信这是神所计划的，要跟我有这样一个交流，一个对话。
And so I wrote the last of that prayer.
所以我用这支笔写出那个时候的最后一句祷告。
This was on a Monday.
那是在星期一。
I went up and I shared with the board what the decision was. Or what God was showing us.
然后我跟我的这个同工们会议分享了神。
Because it was directing all that our meeting was about.
因为这个是在指导我们，我们怎么样去遵守服从神。
It was no longer my responsibility to write vision.
因为制定这个教会的意向不再是我的责任。
Our worship leader mentioned something, a story that I wanted to recount this morning.
今天我们的那个 worship 那个敬拜 Amy 她提到了一些事，我想再次引用一下。She
talked about David planning to build the temple.
她讲说大卫计划来建圣殿。It
David had received the vision of what the temple should look like.
因为大卫他领受神来的意向，要怎么样建圣殿。And
as the king of Israel, he put up storage wood. Cedars from Lebanon, he put all kinds of things in storage for the building of the temple.
作为一个以色列的王，他囤积了储存了很多要建殿的材料，像木材。And
in his eagerness to build the temple, he was ready to do it.
他很急切的想要建这个殿，他想去做。He
had lined up all the carpenters and the blacksmiths.
他已经把木匠准备好了。
And God said, this is not yours to do.
但是神说，这不是要你来做的。And
so David had to let go of what he had seen as the vision of the Lord.
所以大卫要学习把他从神看见的那个意象要放手。And
yet David, through Solomon, saw the building of the temple.
所以大卫要透过所罗门要看见这个圣殿要被建。The
Father provided for the Son for the building of the temple of God.
所以父, 为儿子预备好这个材料，让儿子去建这个殿。
This is the father being the provider.
所以父是那个供应者。
Who is it that mentioned this morning that God is our provider?
所以我们今天早上提到父是我们的供应者。
When God leads you, He will provide.
当神带领你的时候，他会供应你。
There's many things that we were able to accomplish at Green Bank, and I know that even in our absence, they will be done.
我相信 Green Bank 教会有很多事情可以做，即便是我们不在的时候，也有很多事情可以做。
The visions and purposes of God are not limited to our life.
神的旨意和意向不会受限于我们的生命。
The visions of God go beyond us.
神的意向是超越我们的。
And so it is with great respect that we have to build very carefully in the kingdom of God.
所以我们要带着一个很敬畏的心来建神的殿。
Knowing that somebody is building behind us.
所以要知道有些人在我们后来也在建这个殿。
If I lay the first layer of brick and I can't accomplish the task,
如果我建了第一层的根基而我不能完成的话，
the next man who lays the layer of brick behind me needs to be able to do it with confidence.
所以在后来的人他要满怀信心的建在这个之上建第二层的砖。
It becomes important for me to know the voice of God.
所以对我来说我非常重要，我要听到神的声音。
Because I am building for the future.
因为我是在为未来建造。
A church is only as strong as its families.
教会就像一个家一样，只能像一个家的时候，它才有可能健壮。
Church is made up of family.
教会是由家庭组成的。
We're the family of God.
我们是神的家庭。
In the church, we need to make sure that our men need know how to hear the voice of God.
所以在教会当中，我们要需要知道怎么样听到神的声音。
And some of you might say, "Oh no, that's the pastor's responsibility."
有人可能说，那是牧师的事情。
No,
不是。
He may have some of the vision.
牧师可能有一些意象。
He may be the one that lights the fire under your chair.
可能他就是给你下面点火的人。
But it is to every one of us to hear the voice of God.
但是需要我们每一个人听到神的声音。
Have you heard the voice of God lately?
你最近听到神的声音了吗？
Or has he been silent?
还是他一直在保持沉默？
And if you've heard the voice of God, what has God been saying?
如果你听到神的声音，神在讲什么？
Or are you getting the silent treatment?
如果是不是你现在是进入了一种被神要让你安静一下的这个阶段。
For those of you who are married, I hope your wife never gives you the silent treatment.
我希望对于那些结婚的哈太太们没有给过你们这种冷战的这种。
Or if you're a parent, hopefully your teens aren't giving you the silent treatment.
或者作为父母，你的青少年儿女没有给过你这种冷战的时候。
Because when the silent treatment happens, you don't know what's going on.
所以当这种冷的安静的时候来的时候，你不知道应该怎么办。
As men in the household.You are the spiritual leaders.
作为一个男人在这个家里面是头。
It's up to you to hear the voice of God.
所以你是要有这个责任来听到神的声音。
So that your whole family has confidence in where you're going.
所以你的整个家就有信心知道你要带到把他们带往哪里去。
As fathers, if we nurture that into our children.
作为父亲如果我们把这样一个心也是用在教养我们的孩子的身上。
Our wives will be secure in where we're going.
我们的太太也会有这种安全感，知道我们要去哪里。
The kids will be secure, will not be anxious.
我们的孩子也会非常的有安全感，不会焦虑。
If you're a single mom,
如果你是一个单亲的妈妈。
You are facing a big challenge.
所以你可能又面对的挑战更大。
Because now the spiritual headship falls upon you.
因为现在这个属灵的责任落在你的肩上。
And if you're young enough, find yourself a good man.
如果你还够年轻，你还很年轻的，你可能找到一个很好的丈夫。
Don't look for a husband. Don't look for a husband.
不要找一个丈夫。
Because the husbands are taken.
因为这个丈夫是来拿取的。
But there's a good man out there for you.
但是有一个好的人是为你预备的。
In the same manner that the proverb says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds favor with God.
所以当 有这样一个谚语说，当你找到一个好的妻子的时候，你就找到了神的恩惠。
Finding a wife is finding favor with God.
找到一个妻子是找到了神的恩惠。
I believe the same is true for finding a good husband.
我相信同样也是找到一个好的丈夫，也是找到了神的恩惠。
So that the family unit can be healthy.
所以整个这个家庭就是可以是个健康的单位。
In North America, our family units are falling apart.
在我们在北美这个家庭是在拆毁的阶段。
We need to hear the voice of God for our family unit.
我们需要为了我们的家庭听到神的声音。
And then when the family unit is strong,
当这个家庭强壮的时候。
And these family units are joined to the body of Christ.
当这些家庭成为神的家，进入教会的时候。
The body of Christ will be strong.
基督的身体就会强壮。
And when the body of Christ is strong,
当基督的身体强壮的时候。
Our communities will become stronger.
我们的社区就会很健康强壮。
Our nation will become stronger.
我们的国家就会强壮。
It is imperative that we, the church, hear the voice of God.
所以非常关键，我们的教会要听到神的声音。
Paul and Barnabas were called to minister in Antioch.
所以保罗和巴拿巴被呼召要来在安提阿侍奉。
Paul realized that he was called not to the Jews, but to the Gentiles.
保罗知道他被呼召是去向外邦人传道，而不是犹太人。
That doesn't make sense to me.
对我刚开始来说，我不能理解。
I mean, he was a Jew.
因为保罗是一个犹太人。
He was a doctor of theology.
他是这种哲学的博士。
He got converted to the church.
他也回转信主。
To Christ.
他也接受了基督。
What a better witness to those who are of the Jewish faith to bring them to Christ.
如果能够他在这些这是多大的一个信心，能够把他从一个希伯来人带成一个基督徒。
Just think of the other scribes and Pharisees and teachers of the law that he could have converted.
想想看，他可以让那些法利赛人，那些他曾经在的那个群体，把他们来使他们变成基督徒。
Yet God's plan was so much different.
但是神的计划却是不一样的。
God's plan didn't make sense in our thinking.
所以有的时候，神的计划在我们的思想当中好像并不能够让人理解。
Yet they are the plan of God.
但是那却是神的计划。
Sometimes God leads us to places where we do not know.
有的时候神会带我们去一些我们不认识的地方。
We do not fully understand.
我们也不完全明白。
It says that even Jesus began to understand all that was set before him.
因为经上也说，耶稣开始来明白为他摆在他前面的。
The matter and the manner of death that he should die.Began to be revealed to him.
就是他要受死的这个事情慢慢地向他启示出来。
As a boy of 12, he did not know how he would die.
在他12岁的时候，耶稣并不知道他要如何死。
But at 32, he began to understand.
在32岁的时候，他开始明白。
We are heading west, knowing the Lord has called us there.
我们要会搬到西部，因为我们知道这是神的呼召。
Knowing that God has called us to go and care for Maxine's mom and dad, her dad who is dying with cancer.
因为我知道这是神给我们的呼召，要回到那边去照顾他的岳父，因为他的岳父在生命的最后一个日子。
We went and we spent 2 weeks there with Maxine's dad.
我们去那儿回去有两个星期的时间曾经跟他在一起。
And God kept confirming that He was leading the way.
然后神借着各样的方式来给我一个确据，他是这样来引导我的。
We had work while we were there.
我们在那个地方也有工作。
Before leaving, somebody else offered us some more work.
在我们离开之前，那个地方已经有人给我们一些工作的机会。
Somebody that we did not know.
有些人，这些人是我们不认识的。
And then, the insurance agent down there says we've had some disasters. We need carpenters.
他们那边的保险公司说他们有一些这个自然灾害，所以他们需要这个木匠。
If you come back, we've got work for you.
然后他说你要回来的话呢，你就来给我们工作。
Where God leads, He provides.
所以当神引导的时候，他会预备。
Where God leads, He provides for you.
神引导的地方，神就在那个地方。
He will provide you with the confidence of His word.
他会用他的话语来给你这样一个信心。
I love the word of God.
我很爱神的话语。
But I also love the word of God that is the Rhema word, the spoken word of God.
但是我也很爱听神透过讲出来的声音的这个话。
Nowhere do I read in this book that I should move to Saskatchewan.
没有这个圣经上没有一个地方跟他讲有一句话写的说你要 move 到 Saskatchewan, 你要搬到 Saskatchewan.
But the word of the Lord that I heard says, do this, this is right.
但是我听到了神的那个话说这样做这是我的旨意。
As we were there and we announced that we would probably be moving back to Saskatchewan, my mother-in-law approached somebody about a house for us.
当我们在那个地方跟他们宣布说他们俩要搬回去的时候，他的岳母跟别人讲了，那别人就是马上就给他们提供要有一个地方去。
The first lady she approached, she said, "Do you know of anybody who needs a house sitter for the winter?"
他那个就去问第一个的太太说，在冬天了，有没有人需要？
The lady said, "Look no further. We need somebody to take care of our house."
她说不要再找了，我们正好需要人来看房子。
God has provided a place already furnished for us.
所以神已经为他们预备了一个地方，家具什么一应俱全。
That's my God.
这就是我的主，我的
神。That's your God.
这就是你们的神。
He promises to supply all that you need to follow His will.
他应许要供应给我们一切我们所需要要跟随他的。
In about a month, we leave.
差不多要一个月之后我们就会走了。
Now is to get rid of all the stuff that we don't need.
所以这个是时候我们要把一些我们不要的东西要给出去。
To lighten our burden and to follow the Lord.
让我们轻装上阵来跟随耶稣。
I hope that you are doing that in your life.
我希望我们每个人，我们在我们的生命当中都是这样行。
I would say keep your burden life, light.
我要说，让我们卸下那些重担。
Don't weigh yourself down with stuff as the mentality of our society is.
不要因着我们这个社会的标准，或者我们思想里想的很多的东西都堆在我们的身上。
Seek first to follow the voice of the Lord.
先去寻求神的声音，神的话。
His voice will not contradict His word.
他的声音不会和他的话语相冲突的。
But it will give you a confidence that you are walking with God.
他会给你这样一个确据，一个信心，你跟着神走。
How many want to hear the voice of God?
有多少人想听到神的声音？
I see one helping the other raise a hand. I think that's great.
看很多人两个手举起。
I better hear. I'm going to raise two hands.
所以最好举起两手。
I so want to hear the voice of God.
我真的是很愿意听到神的声音。
We're going to ask the Lord to speak.
我们要求神来讲话。
So that you can go come back next week.
当你们下个星期来的时候。
And say, I have heard the voice of God.
然后你就会说，我听到神的声音了。
And maybe you're like one of those that you haven't heard the voice for a while.
也许你可能会像那些他们已经很久没有听到过神的声音，那些人中的一个。
Go back to that place where you didn't listen.
然后你就回到你那个时刻，当你再也没听到神声音的时刻。
Repent of that incident.
然后在那个时候悔改。
And maybe you won't be able to do what he asked you to do at that moment.
可能在那个时刻你不能够去答应神要你做的事。
Or maybe you will be able to.
或者你可能也可以去做。
And say, God lead me to the next step.
然后跟神说，主，你把我带到下一个阶段。
I'm ready to listen.
我已经预备好要听你的。
A young man came to me and he said, I don't hear the voice of God anymore.
他有一个年轻人到他面前跟他说，我再也没听到神的声音了。
So I said, okay, what was the last voice that you heard God say to you? What was the last thing he asked you to do?
然后我就问他说，那上一次，最后一次你听到神的声音是什么时候？是什么事？
I said, maybe it was through a sermon.
所以我们要可能是在一个敬拜的过程中，一个
And he said, yes, it was.
是在一次崇拜当中。
God spoke to me and said I should be tithing.
神对他说，我应该有十一奉献。
So I asked him, well, have you been?
然后我问他，你有没有做啊？
He said, no.
他说没有。
I said, okay. Then maybe if you're willing to be obedient, ask forgiveness, and begin to do the things that he's asked you to do, you will hear the voice of God again.
所以我跟他说,也许你悔改,遵守他的话,就去做,可能你又会听到他的声音,神的声音了。
Wouldn't you know it, I got a call the next day.
然后第二天神可能就会
I heard the voice of God again.
然后我又听到了神的声音。
I heard the voice of God again.
我听到了神的声音。
Are you ready to hear the voice of God again?
所以我们预备好了听神的声音吗?
God is not a bunch of rules and regulations.
神不是一堆的这种规则规条的。
He's not just words on a page.
他不是只是用写在纸上的话。
He is in relationship with you.
他是一个跟我们之间的一个关系。
Let's stand together.
让我们一起起立。
Lord Jesus, we so need to hear your voice.
主啊, 我们真的是渴望听到你的声音。
Forgive us, Lord, for our often disobedience.
赦免我们, 我们常常的没有遵从你, 没有顺服你。
And Lord, even from this point now, we ask you to speak again.
但是主, 我们在这个时刻, 我们求你再次向我们说话。
That the next time the body of Christ gathers together,
当我们下次再次聚集的时候,
we will be able to be witnesses again of your speaking to us.
我们就可以再次见证说主你向我们说话。
And we can say, like Paul and like Barnabas and those gathered, it was good.
我们就可以真是像保罗和巴拿巴他们聚集的时候那样,
it was right with the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在引导我们。
That we would send out Paul and Barnabas.
然后我们把保罗和巴拿巴 拆派出去。
Lord, you are calling out in our life.
主,你在我们的生命当中有一个呼召。
Your Spirit speaks to us every day.
你圣灵每一天都在向我们说话。
You have promised in your word that your sheep hear and know your voice.
你在你的话语中应许说,你的羊听你的声音。
Lord, even as we clean out the wax out of our ears today,
主,当我们真的是在 清理我们这些这个瓦器的时候,
we want to have fresh ears to hear what you're saying.
我们愿意有一个清新的耳来听到你的声音。
Like John on the Isle of Patmos. Like John on the island of Patmos.
像这个约翰一样在这个岛上。
Hear what the Spirit is saying.
听到圣灵的话语。
Hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
听到神圣灵在说什么?
The Spirit of the Lord is speaking to His church.
神主在向他的教会说话。
Speak to our hearts this morning.
今天就向我们的心说话。
That we will leave this place changed.
当我们离开这个地方的时候, 我们就被改变了。
Expecting you to speak throughout this week.
期待着在这一周, 你向我们说话。
And not just expecting you to speak, but we will hear.
不是只是期待你讲了, 而是期待我们能够听到。
And we will not only hear, we will do what you ask us to do.
我们不仅仅是听见了, 而是要按照你的旨意, 愿意去行。
When your Spirit nudges us to go visit the neighbor, we will do it.
当圣灵感动, 我们要去拜访我们的邻居的时候, 我们就去。
When your Spirit nudges us to give food to those that are next door, we will do it.
当神感动我们要去给我们的邻居供应食物的时候, 我们就去。
Lord Jesus, even as you met with your Heavenly Father,
就当你真的是遇到在和你天上的父相遇的时候,
you then knew what you needed to do for that day.
你就知道神的旨意在你身上是什么。
Lord Jesus, we want to come to you.
主耶稣基督, 我们愿意来到你的面前。
To know what we're supposed to do today.
知道我们今天当做的是什么。
Lead us in your will.
按你的旨意来引导。
We know that you love to do this.
因为我们知道你喜悦这样做。
And so we say thank you for leading us into your will.
谢谢你引导我们按照你的旨意。
Fill us with the joy of fulfilling your will.
充满我们内心, 让你的喜乐充满我们, 让我们可以完成你的旨意。
that we would have more power, more love, more of you in our lives.
让我们的生命当中有更多的能力，更多的爱。我们用基督，奉基督的名祷告。
Pastor Kevin.